So it was our last class in this seminar.
At this holy
festival, Sadhu Sangha festival, we're reading from the 7th canto, chapter 5, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. Text 41. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Pare Brahmanya Nirdesye Bhagavat Yakilatmani Yuktatman Yalpapa Ashan Apunyasheva Satkriya. Even though a person who has no assets in pious activities performs some good deed, even though a person who has no assets in pious activities performs some good deed, it will have no result. Thus, the weapons of the demons had no tangible effects upon Prahlad Maharaj, because he was a devotee undisturbed by material conditions and fully engaged in meditating upon and serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was unchangeable, who could not be realized by the material senses, and who was the soul of the entire universe.
Даже если человек, у которого нет никакого запаса в обрещении деятельности, совершает какой-то добрый поступок, он не имеет никакого результата. Таким же образом, оружие демонов не произвели никакого эффекта на Прахлада Махараджа, поскольку он был преданным, не подверженным влиянием материальных условий, полностью поглощенным медитацией на Верховного Господа и служение Ему. Верховный Господь неизменен, Его невозможно понять материальными чувствами, и Он является душой всей Вселенной.
Can follow me. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj was constantly and fully engaged in the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Prahlad Maharaj, commentary.
As it is said, Govinda Pariram Bitaha. Prahlad Maharaj engaged himself always in meditation. And thus he was protected by Govinda. Just as a small child in the lap of his father or mother is fully protected, a devotee in all conditions is protected by the Supreme Lord. Does this mean that when Prahlad Maharaj was attacked by the demons, the Rakshasas, Govinda was also attacked by the demons? This is not possible. There have been many attempts by the demons to hurt or kill the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he cannot be injured. Because he is always in transcendence. The demons, the Rakshasas, can neither see nor touch the Supreme Lord. Although they may superficially think they are striking the Lord's transcendental body with their material weapons.
Хотя внешне они могут думать, что они ударяют трансцендентное тело Господа материальным оружием.
Those who cannot understand the position of the Lord are unfortunate.
Те, кто не могут понять положение Верховного Господа, неудачники.
They may think that they can kill the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees, but all their attempts will be futile.
Они думают, что они могут убить Верховного Господа или же Его преданных, но тем не менее все их усилия тщетны.
The Lord knows how to deal with them.
Господь знает, как строить с ними отношения.
Ом агьян тиманандасья гинангина шилакая чуксунимилитам дженатасмай сигуравэ намаха. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama. When we first arrived here the other night, there was a very dramatic rendition of this pastime of Lord Nrisimhadev, well, Prahlad Maharaj being attempted to be harmed by the demons and the subsequent death of Hiranyakashipu by Lord Nrisimhadev.
Когда мы впервые приехали на этот фестиваль, мы обсуждали этот трагический эпизод, как Прахлад Махарадж подвергался смертельной опасности при нападении демонов, и как в конечном итоге Хираньякашипу был убит.
And in that theatrical performance, and here in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, we see and we hear how the weapons of the demons could not harm Prahlad in any way.
И мы можем видеть то, что здесь описано на странице Шримад Бхагаватам, иногда это изображается театральным представлением, как оружие, разные виды оружия демонов не могли повредить Прахлада Махараджа.
We hear how Hiranyakashipu ordered his demons to kill his own son, and they tried with the pitchfork, the trident, let us say, they tried with the sword, tied with the knife, they gave him poison, they put him under the foot of an elephant.
После того, как Хираньякашипу распорядился убить собственного сына, демоны пытались проткнуть его пиками, разрубить саблями, отравить ядами, бросить под ноги бешеному слону.
They're very good at this. Demons are very expert at harming others.
Демоны это
And devotees are very expert at helping others. Therefore, Padma Purana states that in this world there's two classes of men, divine and demoniac. So generally when someone is very expert at something, he gets good results. Just like many of you older devotees, you're very expert in Krishna consciousness, so therefore you make so many devotees. When I first came to your country in 1988, there was only as many devotees as you could count on your fingers. Maybe a little more, but at least in Moscow, there was only one little apartment full of devotees. That's how we all started in the old days. And now I come to your country. Annually, every year, I come to this Sadhu Sangha festival, and I'm amazed how many thousands and thousands thousands and thousands of devotees there are since those humble beginnings when some of you were not even born yet.
И теперь спустя почти 20 лет приезжая сюда на этот фестиваль Святого Сангхи, я вижу, что столько много новых преданных присоединилось к этому движению, много тысяч благодаря усилиям этой небольшой группы. И в то время, когда эти преданные проповедовали, многие из здесь сидящих в зале еще даже не родились.
I came here in my middle age, and now I'm in my old age.
Я приехал сюда, когда я был в среднем возрасте, сейчас я уже старик.
What a transformation in just 20 years.
Можно представить себе, на протяжении этих лет, сколько всего изменилось.
Of course, it is the desire of the Supreme Lord, and who can interfere with the desire of God?
Конечно, это желание Верховного Господа, и поэтому никто не может помешать выполнению Его желания.
And it is the desire of a pure devotee, Śrīla Prabhupāda. And who can interfere with the desire of a pure devotee?
Это также желание чистого преданного Шрилы Прабхупады, и его желание, выполнение его желания тоже в принципе способен помешать.
And because so many of you have sincerely taken up this mission of Krishna consciousness in this country, we see some big results.
И поскольку многие из вас искренне посвящали себя миссии осуществления миссии проповеди сознания Кришны,
so someone is expert at something, he gets results. So the demons, what were they expert at? Making devotees? No, they are expert at breaking devotees. We make devotees, and demons, they break devotees.
What's their business?
So they were very expert, so it's quite amazing. If they're so expert, and they're the personal attendants of the greatest demon, the greatest tyrant this universe has ever known, Hiranyakashipu, how come they couldn't even bend the hair on the head of a 5-year-old boy? Because that little boy was Prahlad Maharaj, and he was fully protected by Krishna. Rake Krishna Marike, Mari Krishna Rakike. If Krishna wants to kill you, hey, no one can save you. If Krishna wants to save you, there's no one, even Hiranyakashipu, who can touch a hair on your head.
Говорится, что если кто-то хочет вас, если Кришна хочет вас убить, никто вас не сможет защитить. Но если Кришна вас защищает, никто даже Hiranyakashipu не может дотронуться даже до вас, с вашей головы.
But interestingly enough, the Lord doesn't afford this protection just to his pure, unalloyed, nitya-siddha, uttama-bhakta devotees. He gives that protection even to the neophytes.
И что самое интересное, это то, что Господь защищает не только своих чистых преданных нитя-сиддх, Он защищает даже молодых преданных.
Is there any example of this? Do we have any analogy that can make this more clear? Yes. Let's just say there was a fire. I hope there's not a fire. Let's just say there's a fire. And mother, what she'll do? She'll rescue her children. The smallest baby. That's the first one she rescues. The tiny baby who's completely helpless, completely unconscious of the mother. She grabs the baby and runs out the door to save.
что во время пожара, если, например, здесь пожар случился, матери спасают прежде всего собственных детей, которые полностью беспомощны и зависят от них.
So in the same way, when there's danger, the Lord will give protection to the babies in Krishna consciousness. Who are the babies in Krishna consciousness? You and me. We're the babies. We're beginners. We're barely walking in Krishna consciousness. What to speak of running?
Точно так же, самая большая опасность, кого Господь защищает, детей в сознании Кришны. Вот такие дети в сознании Кришны, это мы. Мы еще только начинаем свою полную жизнь. Мы даже еще ходить толку не научились, что же говорить о том, чтобы бегать.
We're helpless. We may think, oh yes, in our modern society we have so much advanced, you know, medicine and technology and science and weaponry. But really, we're at the mercy of the material nature. We are helpless, and if we call out to Krishna, He'll protect us.
Мы можем думать, конечно, что в современном обществе у нас так развита наука и технология, но перед лицом материальной природы мы бессильны, единственное, кто может защитить нас, это Кришна.
He promises.
Он обещает это.
If a Brahmin makes a promise, well, that, you know, he'll, that's something to take seriously.
Вы прекрасно знаете, что даже если Брахман что-то обещает, то это обещание очень серьезное.
Because one of the qualities of a Brahmin is truthfulness.
Потому что одно из важных качеств Брахмана — это честность.
But Krishna is the absolute truth, and he's worshipped by the Brahmanas.
Но Кришна является абсолютной истиной, которой поклоняются Брахманы.
Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha, Jagaritaya Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo Namaha. Brahmins are very dear, because they're always speaking the absolute truth.
Brahmins очень дорогие Господу, потому что они постоянно обещают абсолютную истину.
And they worship the absolute truth. So if Krishna says something, you can be sure for his devotee, he's going to hold to his promise.
И если уж даже преданные так держат свое слово, что если Господь что-то пообещает, можно быть уверенным, что.
And where does he promise? Where does he promise?
Что же он обещает?
In the Bhagavad Gita. Kuntiya patitanahi name bhakta panasiti. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly. My devotee will never perish.
O son of Kunti, смело заявляй каждому.
Elsewhere he says, O son of Pritha, transcendentalists engaged in auspicious activities do not meet destruction either in this world or the next. One who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil.
Тот, кто творит добро, мой друг, не попадает под влияние зла.
Of course, one who does transcendental good is never overcome by evil in this world.
Конечно, идет речь о том, кто творит добро на трансцендентном уровне, на него влияние зла этого мира не распространяется.
So no one should doubt the Lord protects his devotee, because the Lord says it in Bhagavad Gita, and he proved it by protecting Prahlad, thus giving courage to devotees forever after.
Поэтому Господь не только говорит, что Он будет защищать конкретно, но показывает это на примере Прахлада Махараджа для вдохновения всех будущих поколений преданных.
So when there's danger, a devotee chants, Namaste Narasingaya Paladala Rayane Hiranyakashipu. He's trained. Just like a baby cries for his mother, a devotee cries for the mercy of the Lord.
Поэтому в момент опасности преданный начинает воспевать святые имена Господа, обращаясь к Нему, потому что он таким образом обучен, точно так же, как ребенок в момент опасности начинает призывать свою мать.
It's natural for a baby to cry for the mother, because it's a very intimate relationship.
Ребенок, естественно, может
So it's natural for a devotee to cry out for the help of God because there's a very intimate relationship there. Or at least there should be. It's like you don't hear a baby when there's, you know, babies can talk after 2 or 3 years. You don't, a baby is in danger. The baby doesn't cry out, "Mr. Putin! Mr. Putin, Pogi!" No. He doesn't have a relationship with Putin. He's got a relationship with Mama. Mama! So because a devotee, since they've come to Krishna consciousness, have been very carefully and consciously cultivating a relationship with Krishna through the practice of devotional service, when the time comes, and it comes in everyone's life, a devotee calls out, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Or specifically, a devotee will call out, "Nrisinga Bhagavan Pamagi." That's why Nrisingadev appeared. Every incarnation of the Lord has a specific purpose. Varaha appeared just to rescue the earth. Matsya appeared only to rescue the Vedas. Lord Ramachandra appeared to show the ideal qualities of a king and to give us some understanding of the loving sentiments of devotional service as well. I'm already on the next thought. I don't know. To show loving feelings, sentiments. Vamanadev, he appeared solely to trick his devotee Bali Maharaj into surrendering. Why did Lord Nrisingadev appear? To give protection to Prahlad, but actually to give protection to all his devotees forever after. Actually, in the Nrisinga Purana, we hear about a number of incarnations of Lord Nrisingadev. And each time the pastime is a little different. There's the same, more or less the same storyline. Hiranyakashipu is harassing Prahlad Maharaj. So in one of the incarnations, Nrisingadev appears not from a pillar, but he appears from a lotus flower. Another instance, the Lord appears, he actually doesn't appear, he just walks into town. He walks into the town, into the palace of Hiranyakashipu, and he fights with him there. There's even a description of how Nrisingadev fights with different demons. One time there was a demon who heard the Leela, how Nrisingadev killed Hiranyakashipu, despite the fact that Hiranyakashipu had received so many boons from Lord Brahma. So So he also wanted to become very powerful and conquer the universe, become immortal. His name was Nuchula. So he also did austerities. He also got the favor of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma asked him, what benedictions could I give to you? So he asked the same benedictions as Hiranyakashipu, but he added two.
What was the name?
Nuchula.
Jula.
Nuchula.
Nuchula.
Этого демона звали Нучула. Он точно так же, как Хиранякашипу, совершал аскезы, добился того, что перед ним появился Господь Брама, попросил у него все те же самые благословения, что попросил Хиранякашипу, но при этом еще и добавил от себя.
He was thinking, you know, Hiranyakashipu didn't ask for enough benedictions. I'll ask the same benedictions as Hiranyakashipu, but I'll add two more. That I'll cover all my bases. No, he said, you know, I don't want to be killed on the land, on the sky, in the water, at nighttime, in the daytime, any man-made weapon by any demigod, any snake from the lower planets. And then he added his own two ideas. I don't want to be killed by any weapon made of, air or water. So anyway, he started conquering, he got the benedictions from everybody, started conquering the universe. To make a long story short, finally Nrisingadeva appeared and was chasing after him. Since Nuchula was running, and then he ran inside a big cave. This is described in the Sringa Purana. So while he's there, he's laughing at the Lord. Ha 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 ha, you can't get me. I have all these benedictions from Brahma. And especially, you can't kill me with any weapon made by air or water. No, he ran into the cave and he turned around and made fun of Nrisingadeva. So the Lord called upon a very special weapon. It was a weapon of foam. He said to this Nuchula, he said, this is a very interesting weapon. It's neither made of air, nor is it made of water. And he killed him with the foam. It's like those of you who shave, you put the shaving cream on, what is it? It's neither air nor it's water, but it's foam, and then he killed them with it. So no one can trick the Lord. So Lord Nrisingadeva, this is his purpose, is to give protection to devotees. So when there's dangers, devotees call out. There's one mantra that we chant in Mayapur when the deities open. Ugram viram Mahavishnu jvalantam Sarvato mritam nishingham bishanam badram mittor mityam namamyaham. Correct. I offer my humble obeisances to Lord Nrisimhadev. The fierce and all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. His flaming mouth faces in all directions. He is terrifying, yet at the same time auspicious. And he is the death of death itself. So one may think, so yes, once in a while, a couple times in life, comes a situation, Ugram Viram Mahavishnu, Jvalantam Sarvato Mukham, Nisringam Bishanam Bhadram, Mitra Mitra. But no, according to Bhagavatam, we're always in a precarious situation in this world. Padam padam yat vipadam natesham. According to Bhagavatam, every step you make in this world, there's some potential danger. They say that most accidents happen within 2 kilometers of the home. But we don't have to be afraid of this dangerous situation, rather we can see it as an impetus to take closer shelter of Krishna. Again, did you ever study carefully a mother and her baby? Look at the baby. It's so dependent. It's always clinging on to the mother because it lives in this big world. And it's only this big. All these big adults and big furniture and big electrical appliances and big cars. Quite scary. So the baby's always holding on to the mother. Not only the human beings, look at the monkeys. Have you been to Vrindavan, India? And you see when the mother monkeys have little baby monkeys, the little baby monkeys are holding on to mommy for dear life. Mommy's jumping all over the trees and the babies are holding on. Or you see the cat, when she carries her kittens, she's got them up very close, they're protected by the mother. So similarly, when there's potentially dangerous situation, the devotee, he comes closer to the Lord, he starts chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. So we say there's favorable and unfavorable situations in this world, but for devotee, there's no such thing as an unfavorable situation. Everything, happiness and distress, are equally favorable for a devotee in Krishna consciousness. Because when it's difficult, we take shelter of the Lord. So one sign of knowledge is to be aware as Krishna says in Gita, of the realities of birth, disease, old age, and death. To be a self-realized, enlightened soul. What does it mean? You just understand Brahman? You just understand Param Brahman? You just understand Krishna and everything related to the spiritual world? Is that what it means to be self-realized? No, self-realized means to understand everything in relationship to the Lord. Is this material world not related to the Lord? Yes. Aham savasya pavavo matta sarvam pavartate krishna. Everything material and spiritual emanates from me alone. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti. So to be self-realized means to understand everything in connection to Krishna, including this material world. Not just the hard facts of life, but the subtlety of life, like to be aware of the fact that in this world there's birth, there's disease, there's old age and death. Everything is temporary and everything's coming to destruction. That is a sign of knowledge, to be aware of that, and because of that, to use every moment for the purpose of self-realization.
Yes, it's not like to the phrase for the material world. It doesn't mean that it's just a grubby revelation, but to understand more deep things. To understand that material life is temporary, it ends with death, and therefore every moment you have to use for self-realization.
If you're wasting time as a devotee, it means you're not aware of the fact that this world is dukkalayam ashashvatam, a temporary place full of suffering. But if you were aware of that, you'd be using every minute to get out of here. Again, if this building was burning down, what is your sole objective in life at that moment?
Right,
so, what's the only objective in life? Get out. Everything else becomes secondary, becomes third, fourth, fifth. There's only one thing. Hey, Baba. Out the door. So isn't life like that? As Bob Dylan said, that famous folk singer from America, one not busy being born is busy dying. Or as Krishna, the original poet, the original songwriter, musician, flutist, he says, one not busy being born is busy dying. What Krishna says in Gita, you know Gita as well as I do. One not busy being born? He says, he who has taken his birth, death is certain. And for one who has died, birth is certain. Same philosophy, different phrasing of the words.
Тот, кто родился, того ждет смерть.
Krishna's own words. For he who has been born, death is certain. And for one who has died, Krishna says, birth is certain. So knowing that fact, what other business is there? But Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Time's running out. Yeah, I know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Поэтому если мы понимаем, что жизнь скоротечна и закончится со смертью, мы не будем тратить время зря, а будем повторять
Хари-Кришну. So to, as Krishna says, to be aware of these subtleties, birth, disease, this is a sign of knowledge. How is it that the materialistic people can't see these things and thus get the impetus to practice spiritual life?
Поэтому возникает вопрос, каким же образом материалисты не могут понимать этих простых вещей и продолжают пытаться наслаждаться материальной жизнью.
It's so obvious, but they can see it, but they can't realize it, therefore they don't take to devotional service. Why? It's a very good question. Why? Why aren't all the citizens of your country, Russia, attending this Sadhu Sangha festival? Because they're so enchanted with the so-called happiness of this world, they're unaware of such dangers. The rishis, the sages, they give a very nice example. Just like a deer, she comes to the lake, and she's very thirsty, and she looks around, and she starts to drink the water, and what happens? She sees her beautiful face reflected in the water. And she's so enchanted by the reflection of her pretty face, she doesn't see the tiger, doesn't hear the tiger, doesn't sense the tiger, who's creeping up on her ever so slowly, ready to pounce on her and eat her. So we're the same way. We become so enchanted with our beautiful face, our handsome face, our bodies, our home, our paraphernalia, our families, our countries, the motherland, Russia, America, God bless America, the land of the free. We become so enchanted by it all. We become fascinated with this whole phantasmagoria, and we don't see time. Krishna says, time I am. It's catching up on us slowly, slowly, slowly. But in nature, nature has arranged that very often in places like India and the Far East, the tigers are accompanied by a little rodent, like a little He's a, like a mouse. He's not a mouse, but he's another type of rodent. And wherever the tiger goes, a little rodent makes a noise. Beep, 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 beep. And all the animals who are attentive, who are not just too focused on their whatever, if they're attentive, they hear that beep, 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 beep. They think, oh, tiger is coming. Let's go.
No. Интересно, например, устроено, что тигр сопровождает какие-то специальные грузы наподобие мыши, наподобие не мыши, другого этих грузунов. И они делают такой очень, производят такой очень интересный звук. И те животные, которые в лесу не слишком сильно своими делами увлечены, слышат этот звук и понимают, так, идет тигр, пора отчаливать, и разбегается.
So tigers don't always get their meal because the little rodent warns the animals in the forest, here comes the tiger, he's going to eat you up, better get moving. So Mother Nature is also very kind because you know, she's a devotee ultimately, and she's arranged that although we're very fascinated by the false promise of happiness in this world, there's little signs to wake us up to let us know that death is approaching and we better get serious. Beep, 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 beep. What is the little beep, beep that Mother Nature, the signal she gives to warn us? Disease, old age. Death is coming. You're dizzy. Old age, death is... Oh, that doesn't bother me. I'm young, I'm 17, I'm healthy. I'm not diseased, I'm not old. And you walk across the street in Moscow. You're not 17, you're just 1 minute old in the womb of your new mother. So devotee heeds these warnings. Yes, let me become serious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Devotee understands this, therefore he goes to the Lord and he repents for his past activities, he asks for forgiveness, and he changes his ways. And he asks the Lord to protect him so that with the balance of his life he can achieve perfection in Krishna consciousness. A devotee doesn't ask for protection from the Lord so he can go on with his materialistic ways. The only reason he asks for protection is he wants time to finish up the process of Krishna consciousness. He knows it's very dangerous, very risky between where he is now and when he leaves his body. So he says to the Lord, cover for me so that I have time to chant your holy name and develop deep, ecstatic love. Cover me. Just like I remember when I was young and I was receiving my military training, part of our training was we had a platoon of 25 men or boys. Part of the training was to cover someone. It meant that if one man had to go from here over to there to set up an explosive device or to send a signal someplace else, then the rest of us, we would cover him, which means the enemy's there. We would We would fire on the enemy, giving that man time to go safely from point A to B to set the explosive device to blow up the pillbox. That's called cover, to cover for someone. Some of you boys are in the military, you know the technique. You cover. So the Lord, the devotee prays, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Praying to the Lord for devotee. Sringadev, Namaste Narasingaya. He's praying, cover me so that I have time to be peaceful, to chant your holy name and develop pure love to serve you to your satisfaction. We need that help, otherwise we're just at the mercy of the material energy. We can ask the Lord for that protection if we want to use the time for pure devotional service. If you've only got 50% interest in Krishna consciousness and 50% of your interest is something else, you don't have the right to ask for protection. Of course we know, we said earlier, the Lord will give to the babies, the infants in Krishna consciousness as well. But from our point of view, we should be as surrendered as Prahlad Maharaj, and then Lord will give full protection. We can ask the Lord, please protect so that we can preach your message. Let us say it like that. And our enemies are all pervading. They're not only external, we've also got some enemies within. Krishna says to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, therefore Arjuna, O best of the Bharatas. In the very beginning, curb this great symbol of sin, lust, by regulating the senses. And slay this great destroyer of knowledge, of self-realization, this lust. So this is an enemy within. It can destroy our attempts to become self-realized. It can destroy our transcendental knowledge. Lust, anger, and greed. And some of the acharyas, they comment that these enemies are more formidable than the outward, external enemies. So Nisringa, when we're chanting that prayer in the Nisringa Prana Mantra, it's described, the Lord is here, He's there, He's everywhere, He's in the heart. He has to cover everywhere, because for a transcendentalist who's trying to become detached from this world, there's a lot of opposition. Maya's business is to keep us here for as long as possible. And in the case of the transcendentalist, she's testing that devotee. Do you really want my beloved Lord Krishna? And she tests us, or you could say she tempts us to see, do you really want me, or do you want Krishna?
Um,
Let me see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. She loves me, she loves me, not she. What time? No. Namaste Narasingaya Pallada Lamidayane Hiranyaka Krishna Nisringa, help, I want you. The spirit is willing, but the senses are weak. We say in English, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It means the senses are weak. In our heart of hearts, we want Krishna. But our senses are so accustomed to enjoying this world, it's almost as if that's what we want. So therefore, we have to pray for superior help. And Krishna is partial to his devotees. If he hears them crying, there's so many people crying in this world. Actually, another name for Durga is Rudrani. Maya Durga Rudrani, she's the wife of Shiva. Shiva is called Rudra and his wife is called Rudrani. It means she who makes you cry forever. So, that means everybody in this world, Rudra, everyone's being controlled by Rudrani. So there's a lot of crying going on. Wah, it's like a maternity ward. Wah, 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 wah. In Russia, Japan, Hong Kong, China, New York, Canada. Wah. But the Lord, He's partially hears the cries of His devotees. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshu stina priya. I envy no one. I'm not partial to anyone, Krishna says. I'm equal to everybody. But whoever renders service unto me is in devotion as a friend is in me. And I'm also a friend to him. So therefore, there's some special protection for the devotees. Just like in Western culture, if you work for a company, you get company insurance. But if you work for yourself, you have to pay your own insurance. So if you work selflessly for ISKCON, which is Krishna's business in this world, preaching, you're covered. You get protection. You don't have to worry about it. That's the precept, that's the philosophy. We also need an example to convince us, to give us faith. We say in English, example's even higher than precept. In Krishna consciousness, we would say that example and precept are equally important. Just like today is also the disappearance day of Haridas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu said to him, some people preach, but they don't practice. Some people practice, but they don't preach. Because you preach and you practice perfectly, you're Namacharya, you're the spiritual master for the three worlds. So he preached this philosophy perfectly, and also his life was an example. When he was in danger, Mahaprabhu protected him. For the criminal offense of chanting Hare Krishna in public, He was ordered to be caned in 22 marketplaces. And you should know that in those days, most criminals only lasted one or at the most two marketplaces. At the end, the guard said, Haridas, the king is going to have our heads unless you die. So please die. He said, oh, I'm sorry to cause you an inconvenience, you know. So he just pretended to die and they put him in the river, and that was So then he went to Shantipur, and there was one cave there where he was hiding and chanting. And when the devotees heard what happened, they came to see him along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They looked on his back to see the severity of his wounds from being beaten in 22 months. They didn't see a single scratch. Wow, what happened? And Lord Chaitanya turned around to go get something, and all the marks were on the back of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took the beating for his devotee. So these are not fairy tales for children. These are real life stories. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, showing how he protects his devotee, particularly those devotees who are preaching his message. So let us take shelter of Lord Narasimhadev so he'll purify our hearts as well as make us fearless in our duties of spreading Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it's a little scary to go out there and preach. But we should have confidence. Lord will protect us. The philosophy is there and the example is there. What more do we need? Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki Shri Prahlad Maharaja ki Srila Prabhupada ki Shri Krishna Sankirtan Yajna ki Gopi Premanande Spashiva.